This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
More breasts than CNC Drive Factory. You're rising up with Jeannie and Adam, Joy 94.9.
We're rising up, we're rising. Joining us live in studio now is the very hilariously funny and one of the standout comedians at this year's festival, I dare say.
Absolutely. Her name, surname reminds, rhymes with cucumber.
Sorry, my mind just went somewhere else then.
Bobby McCubbin, welcome to the studio.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
You're no stranger to Joy 94.9. In fact, you've been here quite a bit, you radio whore.
Well, thank you. That's a term I haven't heard, but thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll take it as a compliment. I haven't actually been here for a few months, though, so it's good to be back.
It is good to be back. Yeah. Good to have you back, too. Now, you've got a show, The Sound of Bobby, happening at the Comedy Festival.
Yes.
Now, this is probably, what, your fourth year in it?
My third.
Your third.
Yeah, close though, yeah.
Because I met you. You were just entering into the Comedy Festival. I had to actually MC with Bobby at this girls' party out in Melbourne. We were just paired together, and my friend's like, she's really funny. And I'm like, okay, who's this chick, Bobby McCumber? Why is she MCing with me? And apparently, she's really funny. And at the end of it, Bobby actually was really funny. And my friend went to me, what did you think of her? I said, dude, I thought you said she was a comedian. And she's actually not funny at all.
Thanks very much for having me, guys. I'll see you later.
Now, the quote that I'm reading from your flyer, The Sound of Bobby, one of your show on this year, says, she can really sing from the Herald Sun. That's a good quote to have on there.
It's kind of a musical, so that'd be good. But every one of my mates and just strangers have actually come up to me and gone, did they really say that, or did you just put that on there? So I don't think you can just put that on there.
Because you're a comedian, right? And the best accolade for a comedian is one of singing.
Yeah, that's what a couple of comedians have said. Oh, yeah, that really shows how funny you are. But I thought just because the show's The Sound of Bobby, a little bit of a musical, chuck that on there because I didn't say too many good things about my comedy.
Well, I was on Twitter the other day and there was a tweet from a William Shakespeare saying you don't know whether quotes are real or not these days on Twitter. So you know what? You don't really know when quotes are real or not.
Yeah, well, that's true. A lot of people do fake the quotes, but I do not.
You do not.
I do not.
The Sound of Bobby, tell us the journey about it. You said it's a musical, so you actually do sing in it?
Yeah. So the last couple of shows that I've done have been 50-minute shows, and I do a lot of storytelling of just things that have happened in my life. And I finished the show with a parody that's about the whole show. I've got a good reception from the parody at the end, so I thought this time I'll do like four short stories, and each one would be followed by like a 2-minute song. It's just a short parody that I do, and it's been well received. It's been good. I do. I learned to play guitar about 9 months ago, so for two of the songs I play guitar, and the other two I've got backing tracks.
When I met, all you could play was a twangle.
Yeah, and I struggled at that, Jenny. Exactly. You know I did.
Do I hit it on which angle? How does this work?
Too many angles.
When we come back after the news headlines, we're going to speak to Bobby a bit more about her previous life on Her Society and one of the characters she does, and we'll get her to sing a bit of karaoke. Apparently this song you can't sing karaoke to.
LaShonda Fontaine is going to make a comeback to the Joy 94.9 airways. The alter ego of Bobby McCumber coming up very shortly. I'm very excited.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/rise. Up. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
In the studio we do have, and we welcome her back, the alter ego of Bobby McCumber. She's a famous R&B singer. She's quite hilarious. LaShonda Fontaine, welcome back to the Joy Airways.
Well, how y'all doing, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to me. I should have been here a long time ago. Long time.
Well, we're so sorry for not inviting you back sooner. How you been? What's been happening since your hiatus away from Joy?
Well, I have been recording my second album. I am absolutely smashing it over in the US of A, in the UK, everywhere, but here in Joy, because I'm just so glad to be here. I'm not going to be negative. I ain't going to be negative. Y'all beautiful. Not as beautiful as me, but y'all are beautiful people.
So tell me about LaShonda Fontaine. You know, who are you? Where are you from?
Well, LaShonda Fontaine is an R&B singer, a very sexy, sexy lady, African-American. I am one of 5 children. Now, I have 4 sisters, Monifa, Letitia, Quanisha, was that 3, and Moesha, and I had 1 brother, David.
David. Runs in the family, does it?
Mm-hmm.
And LaShonda, so you'll be recording your second album. What do you love most about Australia? What brings you here?
I love the ladies.
Oh,
I got to love the ladies. No. Y'all got a lot of mixed race ladies here. Very beautiful women. Very beautiful.
Now, I hear a very, very secret. You've actually shown me this a couple of times, and you have a 200% success rate on this mating call that you have. You tried it out here on our Joy receptionist, actually. I remember when you first walked in. Mm-hmm. She was taken, and taken as in she had a partner, but she was actually taken away by that too.
She was.
Can you give us a preview of this mating call? Now, Adzi, brace yourself, because this mating call, 200% success rate. Women cannot say no to this mating call.
Okay, so y'all want me to stand up and do this, or we all gonna be like,
do it on the microphone?
On the mic. Okay. Now I gotta remember my mating call. Y'all ready? Okay, can I get a hell? Can I get a yeah? Now bend over, cause y'all want this. And visually, I got my butt shaking. So that is the clincher with the women.
Is that like a modified version of the female bend and snap?
It might be. I do bend. I don't snap that quickly back up, though. So I bend, and I stay, and I slowly get up.
Whereabouts in the U.S. are you from?
I am from, well, I used to say that I was from New York, but then I had some people listen from New York. They're like, she talk too slow to be from where we're from. So I tell the truth, I am from Texas.
From Texas?
With all the cowboys, I stood out. I stood out, so I left. Even though I do like standing out, I just like standing out, you know, in a more R&B sense.
Okay, LaShonda, I've got a bit of a challenge for you because you are a singer.
You've got
singing down to a T.
Oh, I own it. Own it.
You roll with J-Lo, Alicia Keys is your boo. Now, this song is a song that I found from my childhood. It's from a show called Bend It Like Beckham. Don't know if you've heard of it.
The movie. Yeah.
It's from the soundtrack. Now, this song, it's very hard to karaoke to this song because you can't karaoke to it unless you sound like a deranged bird.
All right.
So you may sound like a deranged form of poultry while you're singing this, but I want you to have an attempt. Adzi,
am I going to get some words? I'm going to ad-lib? Oh, I should
it's
know
just,
it.
It's just a repeating sound.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, okay, it's starting very soon.
Okay.
Bit of an intro in, and it'll sound, you know, it'll go in. Are you nervous?
I'm excited and a little nervous, yes.
Yeah? Okay, it's a bit of an intro.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. LaShonda Fontaine takes a mic.
All right.
This song is very hard. Okay, it's going to kick off anytime soon.
Are you ready?
All right, I'm bopping. Oh, all right. It's a bit quick. All right, I am owning that. I don't think I can do too much. I'm going to lose my voice.
Oh, LaShonda Fontaine, you did sound like a bird, but you did nail that.
Oh, damn.
I have tears in my eyes.
It was so
hilarious.
Like my mating call. It was my mating call. I should have copyrighted that. That's my song.
What I loved about that is you had a shimmy going on.
Oh, I had to. To get the vocals going, I had to shimmy.
That was LaShonda Fontaine, a.k.a. Bakami.
Y'all can call me Bakami.
Bobby McGumber.
She can't do it. Bobby McGumber is in the Sound of Bobby playing at the Imperial Hotel in the corner of Burke and Spring Streets in the CBD at 10:15 every night until the 13th of April. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having LaShonda and myself. It's been a joy.
Now,
it must be hard having a split personality.
It's a little bit fun.
See, when people used to say bipolar, I just thought it was bears who were bisexual, but anyway.
Jono from Froth once shagged a guy who preferred listening to this show. True story. Rise up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9. Rise it up.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.